So I got a question for you. Don't turn to each other and ask this because it might create some confusion. I got a question for you. Are you expecting?
Things, yes.
Some might look at me and think, are you expecting? Are you expecting? As we stand here, our first service, are you expecting? In the dictionary, it says the word expectation is anticipation or anticipatory belief or desire to expect. You believe something's going to happen. You have no firm evidence, no firm knowledge that that's going to happen, but you believe it's going to happen. How many believe God's going to do great things in 2019? Yes. How many believe God's got a brand new day for us? It's a new day, a new year, new beginnings. I love the fact that we get to start over every year with a brand new day. I just love that fact. God is a God of mercy, forgiveness, grace, love, and new beginnings. Now you can turn to each other and say, that's good news. When you're pregnant, ladies, you have firm evidence and knowledge that you've got new life developing inside of you. You've got development that takes place, and you've got the expectation. Some of you are grimacing because your remembrance isn't always fun. But you have expectation that this life is going to produce new change and lots of changes. and new beginnings, a new relationship, and new possibilities. And that's what God gives us as He fills us with expectancy for a brand new year. My question is, are you expecting? What has He put inside your heart? What has He spoken to your spirit? What's your anticipation? Your faith? Your belief? If it's the same old as it was last year, you need to understand that it's a new day in your God and you are brand new. Amen. I said, you are brand new. Yes. Each and every morning. Don't you love, I don't have it up here, but don't you love that part in, I think it's Lamentations, in the midst of all this difficult stuff that the prophet was lamenting, he comes out with this, great is thy faithfulness and your mercies are new. How often?
Every.
I said, how often?
Every morning.
Are you expecting? I want to talk about the faith of a child. The faith of a child. Now, I'm going to read a section of Scripture. You think, well, we just did that one. But there's a faith of a child I want to zero in on here. Luke 1, 30 through 38. If you have your tablet with you or your phone or your Bible with you, I invite you to turn to those Scriptures because I'm not going to read them all here or I'm not going to have them all up on the screen. I have a couple of them with me. But turn to Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 38. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name what?
Jesus.
Come on, boom it out, church. Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Come on, church. It doesn't say there might not be an end. It doesn't say he won't be able to handle everything. It says he will be great, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
Amen.
Powerful. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? The angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and one who is to be born will be called... The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. Watch, for with God, nothing will be impossible. I want you to read that with me, please. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord." Please read this with me. "Let it be to me according to your word." Again, please read it and boom it out. "Let it be to me according to your word." Nothing will be impossible. Okay, Lord, then let it be to me according to your word. Out of the Passion Translation, it reads like this. Not one promise from God is empty of power. Isn't that powerful? I got five of you with me this morning. Everybody, isn't that powerful?
Yes.
Thank you. Not one promise from God is empty of power, for nothing is impossible with God. Then Mary responded saying, "This is amazing. It's amazing. I will be a mother for the Lord. As his servant, watch, I accept whatever he has for me. May everything you have told me come to pass." Now, I want to just give you a few thoughts about this really quickly, but there's a pattern here that's pertinent to our faith. Mary hears the word. She doesn't shut her ears to the voice of God. She was scared, and the angel always says, "Fear not," when he comes. And you thank God for that, because if that happened to you and me, we'd be scared to death too. Fear not. But then he speaks a word, and she listens. She hears it. She doesn't say no. She doesn't get filled with doubt. She doesn't turn away. She says, "I hear you. There is a word here." And then Mary clarifies the word. She clarifies the word. Hello, that's God right now clarifying the word to us. Someone's phone. There you go, Dean. God calling. Anyway, she clarifies the word. By the way, on this point, you understand that it's not a sin to ask God a question? Now, that's important. Sometimes we think if I have a question about something I've heard or something he's spoken, that I'm filled with doubt and I'm full of sin. Now, it could be that, but to clarify, Lord, what is it? You know, how many times, who was it that had the fleece before the Lord that said this, and then I want this, and then if you'll answer this? Well, the Bible doesn't show us that he chided, who was it? That's right. He chided. He didn't chide Gideon. But Gideon had questions. He had issues. He had concerns. But God wasn't offended with the clarification. The reality is, Lord, I'm just a kid. We understand Mary was probably no more than about 12 years of age, between 12 and 16 years of age. She was a teenager. She had never had relationships with a man. Lord, this is impossible. And thank God it's the only miracle of its kind that's ever occurred in life. Every time any young girl or young guy and girl have tried to use this as an excuse, it's immaculate conception, then we know they're wrong. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I thought I'd have more amens than that. But she hears the word, she clarifies the word. Thirdly, then, she embraces the word because she embraces the Lord. Please get that. She embraces the word because her life, her heart embraces the Lord. We trust you, Jesus. No matter what's going on, no matter what we see, what we don't see, no matter what we understand or don't understand, we don't get your timing, we don't know the why, we just know that you're in charge. And Lord, we embrace you as we go forward in faith. So she hears, she clarifies, she embraces, and then she declares her faith. "Be it unto me according to your word." Church, there's a pattern there for each of us. Please, take this to your relationship with the Lord. God, open my ears. Let me hear your voice. Clearly clarify your word to me so I know how to respond to you. And then, Lord Jesus, I embrace you and I embrace that word you give to me. And then from that moment on, I'm going to declare my faith. Come on, declare your faith. Turn to each other and say, "I said declare your faith."
Declare
it. Mary demonstrates the faith of a child. She believes God. I said she believes God.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Let's believe differently this year. Let's believe more. this year. Let's believe for more. Whatever he wants to do, let's believe him this year. Let's believe more this year. Let's believe differently this year. Out of Mark 15, or 10, verse 15. Listen to the truth I speak. Whoever does not open their arms to receive God's kingdom like a teachable child will never enter it. Mary was an example, if you will, of what we might consider a teachable child. Let's talk about mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith. Tiny little mustard seed. We chide ourselves. We think, I don't have a big enough faith. Have you ever thought that about yourself? My faith's not big enough. How do many understand it's not how big is your faith, it's how big is your God? Your God is big. It's Him. And when He gives His word, He knows how to fulfill it. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it, even when we don't. His word is big. He is big. You know, God's really looking for our amen, right? When He says something, He's looking for us to go, amen. Amen, Lord. Watch the scripture. Matthew 13, 31 and 32. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it's grown, it's greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. It only takes a little seed to create a big harvest. 2019 is a different year, because if we will believe differently, if we will understand differently, if we will say amen to God more often, then we will see God do great things in 2019. I'm expecting great things in 2019. I'm expecting. How about you? Yeah. Put your hands on your tummy and say, I'm expecting. Why do we expect things to always be the same as they always were? We get locked in our expectancy in a negative direction that it's not going to change, it's going to be the same. But wait a minute. You've got a creative God that loves you, who gives mercies that are brand new every morning, that He looks at you and says, I'm not going to leave you alone. How many thank God He's not leaving you alone? Come on, let's see the show of hands. You think God is not leaving you alone? How many wish He would every now and then? No. No, but He doesn't leave us alone. He's created you. He's very creative. Look around the room for a moment. I know this is interactive, but look around the room. Do you see any clones in the room? No, He made each one of us very creatively. So He knows what to do, how to do it. He knows your future. He knows your past. Your past is under His blood, thank God. His mercy is what's ahead of you. And He says, I've got something brand new for you. And He's calling us on in to follow and run after Him in 2019. Come on, run after me, says the Lord. So it's brand new for a brand new year. Wow. God can do it. Let's live in a new faith for a new year. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to His power that works within us. Out of the Passion Version, watch this. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. Now, I think some of you might look at me and say, well, maybe 40 years ago, I had a wild imagination. But God knows who you are, and He knows what He's going to do with you this year. And He knows how He's going to accomplish it, and the good things He's going to do, and the joy He's going to bring into your life. Will there be difficulties? Sure there will be. But He's going to walk through the midst of every difficulties with it. And we're going to finish 2019 closer to Jesus than we started 2019, more conformed to His image, more fulfilling of His purpose, having run after Him for an entire another year, and then being more in the Word of God than ever before. And that alone is going to change your life into something better than you've ever been before. Church, are you expecting? Amen. Where there's been fear, speak faith. Where there's been anxiousness, confess that God is big. Jesus is bigger. Where there's failure, repent. receive his forgiveness and declare his forgiveness. No shame living. When you speak the truth of God, when you know you're cleansed by his blood, you've got a brand new day and a brand new beginning. Now that's good news. I said that's good news.
Amen.
Speak differently this year. Believe differently this year. Speak differently this year. It's so easy. Come on, I'm with you. I understand. It is so easy to let what comes out of here go in the wrong direction. It's so easy to speak negative faith rather than positive faith. I'm not talking about name it and claim it. I'm talking about claiming what this says and declaring what this says. I'm talking about understanding and watching what comes out of my mouth. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, Lord, I dedicate my heart to you more than ever so that what comes out of here will build people up in our most holy faith, will encourage one another, will bless each other, and will declare the setting of my own heart. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's speak differently this year. What is he saying to you? What's he saying? It's a new year. It's a new day. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have what? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Out of the passion. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he's become an entirely new creation. You're each new this morning by the grace of God. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. I want you to consider in the coming weeks, in the coming days, weeks, months, I want you to consider, Lord, what do you want for me? What are you saying to me? What do you want for me to do? How can I step out in faith? And how can I obey you? How can I hear your voice to me and obey you? How can I share with people more about you, Lord? How can I do a better job of leading people to Jesus? How can I be a better minister of hope? How can I hear that scripture that Dean needs and speak that encouragement to Dean? How about to Lynn and to Jim and Joseph? How about to the rest of you in this room? God, give me a word to encourage Bill and his family. Give me a word to encourage Elaine right now. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. How can we encourage one another? Oh God, I will respond to you as I hear you. Dig out my ear and let me hear you. I want to be a minister of hope and peace and blessing. You know what? All right, Peter, time to get out of the boat. Maybe we've heard things in the past and we haven't taken the courage to get out of the boat. And Peter said, Lord, is that you? And Jesus said, yep. Said, well, if that's you, bid me to walk on the water with you. He said, come on out, pal, the water's fine. And the water was, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. So how can we get out of the boat, Lord, and respond differently to you this year in 2019? Bolder, brighter, more alive in you. Out of the New King James, now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and given to us the ministry of reconciliation. This year, determined in fresh faith that I'm going to be a reconciler more than ever to other people for Jesus. We're surrounded by people that are lost, that are lonely, that are hurting, that are addicted, that are image bearers, scarred and marred, but image bearers of God who need the hope and the love you've got to give them in Jesus Christ. Let's be a minister of reconciliation. Let's live differently this year. We want to believe differently this year. We want to speak differently this year. We want to live differently this year. And the Bible tells us in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What are the benefits to living your faith? I'm just going to give you a few. Do you realize? Listen to this. And it's not just physical manifestation benefits. There's peace, there's love, there's forgiveness, there's grace, there's relationship with Jesus. But I want you to listen. This was back in April of 2011 that the story came out from Christian Post. And it says this. Let me just read a little bit to you. A new report indicates that those who believe in God not only live a healthier life, but add 14 years to their life. Are you all breathing this morning?
Yes.
Aren't you glad you're in church?
Yes.
According to this new report published by the United Kingdom-based Christian Medical Fellowship, those who have faith carry positive health benefits such as coping with illness, faster recovery, protection from future illnesses. The report was called Health Benefits of Christian Faith by Drs. Alex Bunn and David Randall, drew its evidence from over 1,200 studies and over 400 reviews. The research suggested that faith is associated with longer life, improved mental health, and those who went to church regularly had 7 years added to their life expectancy. Hello? I know that isn't the only reason we come to church, but that's a real benefit, church. Having a health and a mental health that resonates with faith is crucial to our walk with God. Happiness. What are the results? Happiness, life satisfaction, hope, optimism, purpose, meaning, better adaptation to bereavement. Thank God. Those of you who have lost spouses or friends or family close to you have someone to walk the road with you. You're not alone. Thank God. Greater social support, less loneliness, lower rates of depression, faster recovery from depression, less anxiety, lower rates of alcohol and drug abuse, less delinquency and criminal activity, greater marital stability and satisfaction. We don't just walk with Jesus for the bennies, but church, there are definite benefits to walking in faith with Jesus Christ. Let's believe differently this year. Let's speak differently this year. Let's live differently this year, because we've got all the pluses in our column, because Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He's given us His mercy. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good. What? Like what? Like what? Like what? But a broken spirit drives the bones out of the message. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. I'll do this. Turn to each other and say, brighten up. And out of the passion version. A joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. Several of us have gone to be with Jesus the last 8 weeks. Their bodies are now healed. Their souls are rejoicing. We need to rejoice for them at the same time as rest at peace, even though it's heartbreaking, knowing that they're with Jesus and we will see them again. It's not a day for us to live in fear, but a day for us to live in gratitude and thanksgiving, because He's big enough. We'll see them again. Live every day with faith and grace. Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hands. Out of the passion, please read this with me. My life, my every moment, my destiny, it's all in your hands. Come on, raise your hands with me. It's all in your hands. Say that to Him. It's all in your hands, Lord. Read it with your hands raised. My life, my every moment, my destiny, it's all in your hands. Your story is important. You are important to Jesus. You're important to us. I said, you are important. Your story is important. You're His man and His woman. And He has not taken His hands off of your life. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows how to guide you, how to lead you. He knows how to do something remarkable with and for you. I'm not just talking about plastic little promise verses. They're good. They're helpful. I'm talking about a real God who knows real people with real problems, real heartache, and real issues in everyday life. And Jesus says, I love you. And I'm with you. So we're asking this morning, are you expecting? Stand with me, would you please? Musicians, will you come? This morning, as we come to the Lord, possibly you're saying in your heart, Lord, I want to hear your word to me. I want to hear your fresh word. Some of you might be saying, Pastor Kev, I've heard a word, but I just don't know. I don't know how to walk with it with confidence. And God wants to minister that peace and confidence to your heart. Maybe some of you are saddened and full of sorrow, and Jesus wants to help come and take those sorrows because he's the one who carries the heavy end of the deal. That's what our Bible tells us. He loves you so much. Would you all raise your hands, please? Father, I ask you to reach through this room this morning, and as you walk, as you are here with every person, touch each body, touch each mind, touch each soul with the blessing and presence of Jesus this morning. Thank you, Lord, that each of us can be expecting of you to do something remarkable by your grace and mercy in our lives and with each other. We give ourselves to you right here as we focus on a brand new day and a brand new year. We thank you, Lord, that by your grace, we are friends of God. Amen. And someone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you this morning that we are the friends of God. Amen. Saved by your grace, cleansed by your blood, and adapted, changed, transformed into your image from glory to glory. Lord, we dedicate ourselves to believe differently this year, to speak differently this year, and to live differently this year. We're pregnant with new life in Christ, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Again, raise your hands with a blessing. I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And they said,
Amen.
Amen. If you're here this morning, and you need that freshness for people to pray for you, please come and make your need known.